Hey guys, on this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share with you some crazy insights from Alaska. We're in Ketchikan. I'm going to be walking down the dock and sharing some cool stories with you guys, but first things first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, I'm super excited about what I'm going to share today, and I don't think people are going to like it. I just want to warn you, you are not going to like this, because I didn't like this message, and in fact, I definitely killed the messenger for years and blocked everyone who shared this kind of stuff out of my usual listening. But you know what? This is one of the craziest things that I wish I had realized probably 3 years ago. And I did to some extent, but not fully. So I want to talk to you for a second about the way most people view social media and marketing. It's something that I've seen a lot of. I've been a part of a lot of different like cultures and groups of people, communities, and I see a lot of the good, the bad, the ugly, people who've gotten rich fast and the people who have had moments of success and kind of imploded. I've seen all across the board, and I've experienced a lot of that too, to be totally honest. But there's something really crazy. We're going to specifically talk about the side of social media and marketing, since this is Social Media Secrets. So one thing that is really crazy is people are always asking me, like, what is the hot new trend? Like, what is the like coolest thing to do right now? What is like the super, you know, sizzling thing that gets results? Like, what's working right now? Sorry, we got a four-wheeler driving by. So people ask me that a lot. And one of the things that I used to answer that question, I used to be like, oh, you know, like video is really hot right now, or mini chat's really hot. And one of the things that I've kind of discovered is this correlation between people wanting a diet pill or something that like is, you know, a checklist that you just follow and it's like, it's super easy. Everyone wants this easy button when it comes to marketing. Everyone's like, what is the easy thing? That when they're saying, what is the hot new thing in marketing? What's the latest platform? They're not actually asking that. They're actually saying, Rachel, please give me the shortcut. Give me an easy pill or an easy button. And it's tough because when you give people what they want to hear, they're happy for a little while until they're like, okay, this isn't working anymore. What's the new easy button? What's the new easy pill? And for a while, I spent a lot of time giving that to people. And I kept coming back to this whole idea of like understanding marketing and social media in the way that we understand like our bodies and our physicality. Everyone's looking for this like super awesome diet that'll like be really easy and they can still have chocolate cake and pizza. Everyone's looking for that like fat inhibitor or whatever, you know, everyone's looking for the shortcuts when it comes to like weight loss. And we're going to use weight loss as a metaphor because I really enjoyed this metaphor. And I think we've all experienced it at some point when the answer is right in front of us. And it has been all along. The answer is actually quite simple. Eat healthy, mostly, and work out regularly. Those two things for 95% of the population are going to be enough. Get sleep, drink water, eat vegetables. But none of us want to hear it. We all want to hear like something that's easier. And I keep coming back to this because when I've experienced the regular, I guess like the benefits of regular activities, the boring stuff, I've been blown away more than any like tactic or easy button marketing ever has blown me away. And it's tough. And nobody wants to see gradual results over a period of time. Everybody wants it now, yesterday, overnight, this weekend, this week. And I just want to tell you guys, like, even though I hated hearing this advice, I'm so thankful that now I'm following this in my business and our business, and it's been making all the difference. It comes down to the same principles as eat healthy, be active, drink water, eat vegetables. No one wants to hear it, but I don't care. I'm going to go out and say it here. And if I have to keep doing like little, like, here's the one new thing that you have to do just to get people's attention and help them to understand it is about the same principles over and over, I will. But it comes down to creating consistent content, knowing who your audience is, knowing what your message is before you create content. Engaging with people who comment on your stuff. And if people aren't commenting on your stuff, go out and find other people's stuff to engage with people on the comments in. Build relationships. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be done. And putting real value out there. Like, for example, and I know this might feel like a fluffy episode, but I'm going to tell you it's the exact opposite. This might be one of the heaviest things I've ever shared. That it's not easy. There's no easy button. It's all lots of intense work. It's kind of like this idea of people saying like, oh, I want to get in shape. Hey, do you want to do like a half marathon with me this spring? Or a Tough Mudder like race? Yeah, those things are great and all. But that is not what creates fitness. That is a sprint. That is one day, and maybe you train a little bit for it, but what real fitness comes from is not a series of Tough Mudders. It comes from every single day going to the gym, being active or being active outside, choosing healthy choices every single day. The same thing is true with social media, and I get really, really fired up about this because everybody wants easy. It is not easy. You have to dedicate time to creating content, engaging with people. There is no simple system or bot that makes it all easier, because if it did, wouldn't everyone have it? But yet, though it's not easy, maybe it really is that simple. I've been working to prove that it really is that simple. I don't want to say that it's easy, because easy indicates that we're not struggling with ourselves. And I think that that is the biggest battle within each and every one of us and why we don't create content and become massive, huge successes. Because the battle within our minds is difficult to put content out there. But the actual steps are simple. And I find a lot of reassurance in that. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's a little bit ranty, but I kind of like that. I think it's fun, especially while we're looking at the ocean and the mountains and stuff. So yeah, enjoy this episode. Check out the show notes, by the way, because I am doing the simple things that are not easy every single day across every single platform. We're documenting the whole journey, 60 days to 1 million followers. You can check it out in the show notes, but I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye. Oh,